Friends, celebrating Christmas is very popular around the world. Christmas Day is a major holiday in most countries. Celebrations often include elaborate decorations, shopping, banquets, and parties with the exchange of gifts. Yet it seems few residents of Bethlehem were interested in the identity of the baby born in humble circumstances and laid in a manger, and none of the religious and civil establishments were interested. Other than Mary and Joseph, who were basically strangers to the town, only a group of simple shepherds from a nearby field and a group of foreign wise men from Persia were divinely guided to visit the family in the animal stable and celebrate the birth of the heavenly Christ. To the humble shepherds, the angel's message was, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." When the wicked ruler Herod heard of the birth of the King of the Jews from the Magi, who followed the star all the way from Persia, he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people. He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea." They went on to quote the prophet Micah's 5th chapter. So although aware of the scriptures, they showed no interest in the news of Jesus' birth. For King Herod, the matter required urgent action to murder all the babies of Bethlehem. Friends, a week after his birth, it was time to give the baby his divinely assigned name, Jesus, and have him circumcised according to Old Testament instruction. Later, he was dedicated in the temple as a firstborn child. In the temple, also, the gospel introduces a simple elderly man of Jerusalem named Simeon. He is described in the 2nd chapter of the Gospel of Luke as righteous and devout. In the first book of the Bible, God himself calls both Noah and Abraham righteous. Like them, Simeon was a man devoted to the worship of God and to serving people. As a righteous and devout man, the Gospel reports that Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. What did this mean? The rest of the gospel records answers to that question. Simeon was not in the temple at that time by a mere coincidence. Again, the Bible refers to the Holy Spirit. We read that he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Clearly, Simeon was guided in his knowledge of Holy Scriptures by the Holy Spirit to recognize Jesus as the one promised to console or to provide comfort, assurance, and hope to Israel. The consolation of Israel, fulfilled by Jesus, required divine preparation and a divine presence among all peoples. It meant to Simeon not only a personal fulfillment, but also salvation from God. He saw Jesus as Emmanuel, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to God's people Israel. Friends, the coming of the Messiah was long awaited by the Israelites. They wrongly, however, expected an earthly king who would liberate them from the foreign masters of the Roman Empire and restore them as an earthly nation and kingdom. This was the kind of salvation they anticipated God would give through the promised Messiah. Yet, this was not what God planned in history. The Holy Spirit, who inspired the human authors of the Old Testament scriptures, guided and enabled righteous and devout Simeon to understand God's covenant through Abraham and his promised offspring, Jesus the Messiah. The real consolation, the hope and comfort of God's people Israel, was the coming of the light of the world. He came to establish salvation for all peoples and not just for Jews. So the real celebration of Christmas is praising God for his blessing of peace, comfort, hope, and joy to all families of the earth in Jesus the Messiah. Friends, like the simple shepherds and the wise men of the East, Simeon was blessed and received the real message of Christmas and rejoiced in it. It is a heavenly message of hope. This message was brought to Mary, to Joseph, to the shepherds, to the wise men, and it is in the gospel for all people also today. God's angel who brought the good news to the shepherds was joined by a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Joy to the world, the Lord Emmanuel has come." Hallelujah.